Blog Talk Radio.
Johnson.
And thank you so much, Ambassador Jeannie Hagan. We are here tonight, and thank you so much. This is the New Awakening. And the New Awakening is simply a spiritual shift from the give me, give me, give me to the thank you, thank you, thank you. And give God praise. And thank God, since we started with about four people, three or four, and now we have over 100 million listeners and 195 different nations. It positions us to give God more praise than the world has ever seen before. We're thinking of 1,000 times and asking people across the world if they would take time each night to thank God 1,000 times. Preached the message on last Sunday, stop the violence. And I said, if we're going to stop the violence, we've got to stand together. For together we stand and divided we fall. And I want to say to you, there was violence in heaven at one time. Jesus said that there was. And he said, ever since John the Baptist, heaven had suffered violence. And we know about Satan in heaven, who brought about violence when God had his angels to kick him out and all of his followers. And now he's jealous of God so much because God is getting so much praise. What I'm saying to you is don't let anybody suggest to you or want you to stop the praise. Don't stop the praise. Let's give him more praise because praise will get you a miracle every time. Oh, thank you, God. We're going to praise him in just a few minutes and give him 1,000 thank yous. But we certainly don't want anybody to stop the praise. And I know we have different kinds of praise. We call here to give him a different kind of praise, and that is we give him praise reports and things like that. But we certainly want to keep the praise going. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Let's have a word of prayer. Amen. I'm going to call on a couple of you to pray tonight. Sister Cullen, will you pray tonight? And Ambassador Hendricks, will you pray tonight? Amen. Pray for our country. Oh, my God. They killed three more policemen today, I understand. And at least three were wounded. I got to get the number correct here, but I understand that one of the policemen had a four-month-old child. And so we gotta stop the violence. These are people who didn't attack the black young men. These are policemen who were trying to do their job, and they were attacked. And so God said, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. If we let him handle it, we'd be in much better shape. All right. Go ahead, Sister Cullen, if you hear me, are you there?
All right. Father God in heaven, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
Father God in heaven.
After you get through Ambassador Hendricks, I'm going to ask him, go ahead. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Father God in heaven, Lord, we just thank you for one more day that you have allowed us to live to see. Lord, we just thank you for your goodness, your kindness, and your tender mercies. You are God, and you are God alone. There is no other God. And, Lord, we're just asking you that you would just bless our nation, Lord. Bless us, oh God. Help us to bind together in prayer, Lord, in supplication, that things will change in our nation because we know that you are a God that has never failed us yet and you never will. And we can just hold up and bind our prayers together, Lord. We know that things will change. And we just thanking you and praising you on tonight for your goodness and your kindness and your tender mercies, Lord. Help your people here, there, and everywhere, Lord, every country, every state, every union, Lord. Bless us the universe, oh God, because you are the God of all gods. There is no other God. And we just thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We just praise you for your mercy, Lord, your grace. Thank you for the strength that you give your people every day, oh God, because you are so good, So kind, Lord. And we just thank you and we praise you, Lord. Ask that you would bless your people everywhere, Lord. Bless our chief ambassador and our first lady, Lady Betty, Lord. Bless them and their family, Lord. Bless their household, Lord. Bless them with the desires of their hearts. Bless their grandchildren and their daughter and her husband, Raphael, Lord. Lord, you are so good. And we just thank you and we praise you on today. Bless all the ambassador elect, oh God. Bless the mother of the nation, Mother Stern, Lord. Help her, oh God, and strengthen her, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And just, Lord, just stop the violence, oh God. Help us to love one another like you have loved us, Lord. You loved us first, oh God. Help us to love each other the way you have loved us, oh God, because you are so good. And we just thank you and we praise you on tonight, Lord. And we give you all the glory and all the praise, all the honor, because it belongs to you and you alone. And we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Dr. Hendricks, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Amen. This is Ambassador Hendricks, 912 area, Georgia. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. We thank God for being here. God is good. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you all the praise, we give you all the honor, and we give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For our chief ambassador. Thank you for the mothers and nations, all the ambassadors, everybody on the line tonight, God. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we pray, Lord. We pray, Lord, for our nation. Glory to God. Stop the violence. In the name of Jesus, we come together in agreement, Lord, praying, hallelujah, because we know your word says vineyards belong to you. God, we praise you. We bind up this spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And it is so in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. You know, God, we thank you for everybody on this line tonight. We ask you, Lord, to saturate this line with your anointing. Glory to God. This is your line. You in charge. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Wonderful. Both of those prayers were wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Is there anyone else before we go into our thousand thank yous and wishes to pray? I understand there's so much unrest in our nation, and some of you may want to pray tonight. If so, the line is open to you. Anyone else? You don't have to, but if you'd like to, the line is open to you. All right, thank you. All right. Then, anyone wishes to, anybody else wishes to pray, let's go into our praise. Amen. And we'll begin to thank the Lord. All I ask is that if the Lord has been good to you, that you will open your mouth and let's give him praise together. Don't worry about you being here and somebody else not being here. I thanked him several nights by myself. 1,000 times, and I couldn't hear anybody. But tonight, we can hear you. You've been special selected. There are so many people on these blog lines, on this blog line, but you've been specially selected to have your line open. And I want to say to you, you're not just representing yourself. There's people all around your district, your neighborhood, that you're representing, that are on the line. Open, their lines are not open. So if yours is open, why don't you be a representative and let people be praising God for your area? Amen. Now, let me say, sometimes if they have to mute your line, it means that you're not really, you're making noise. That's what that means. You hear your line being muted, that means in all probability that you're making noise. You're not being still. You don't realize how it's being amplified all across the nation. So, like, for example, right now, you know, when you're making noise, we have to mute that out. And our people have to mute it out. And then secondly, sometimes if we have a leader who's leading the prayer line and you are right in the microphone louder than the leader, then we'll have to mute you because we have to hear the leader in order to have order on the line and know what direction to take. All right, God bless you. And let's begin to praise the Lord in just a minute. Remember, you're on here for a purpose. If you're just on here to observe and see, find fault with this and find fault with that, then you can dismiss yourself. But if you're on here to praise the Lord, we invite you to join us to praise the Lord. Be careful on this line, because this is an anointed line, and you don't want to be on here just as a snoop dog, you may say, to try and follow the Lord. We just pray for you, all right? God bless you. Amen. I want to get some prayer requests just before we praise him. All right? I know, Earlene, are you on the line?
Yes, sir.
Why don't you make a prayer request while we got you, and then these people, powerful people in the Lord, they'll pray for you, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Get me in prayer. And my son, he really needs to open up his eyes and realize what a mother is all about. I've done everything I could for him, everything. Mm-hmm. And all I do is get slapped back in the face. And I'm tired of being talked to any kind of way. I'm just tired. I can't do it no more. I want to just go ahead on it. Let me go on with my life for whatever lifetime I have, mm-hmm. and let him go on with his life.
Let me just say to you, Sister Earlene, there's some powerful women on this line who've been through basically everything any woman could do.
Yes.
Just listen to them. I'm going to open the line and let anyone who wants to talk to you. Some of them perhaps not have been exactly there, but they've been in similar situations. And they can give you some great wisdom on what's going on and how to be blessed in this situation. All right, anybody feel led? You hear her heart broken right now. How could y'all, I know y'all can sit by and let her experience this, and you have some wisdom for her, and you stand by and just let her go through this. Come on, saints of God. The line is open to you. Anybody want to help them?
Well, praise the Lord. This is Mother Stern. Amen. Praise the Lord. I had a prayer request for myself. I have a very dry cough. Amen. But I can talk. Amen. I hear this woman's cry. And Chief Ambassador, if you don't mind me asking, what is her name again?
Earlene.
Sister Earlene. Amen. I hear the Lord say, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen. If you've done all you can do, it is in the hands of the Lord. And the prayers of the righteous is going to pull him in and change his ways. But there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways. Amen. I don't want to say death, but, you know, sometimes death is not to the grave. Sometimes death is to at the end of the rope. And I hear you weeping in the spirit, but you're going to have to stand and be strong and pray for him. Right now, you know you got to pull him out of the hands of the enemy. He may be talking to you any kind of way, and which is not good, but because he's not hearing the word of the Lord. See, the word of the Lord is the one that will correct him, but a mother would never give up on her son. Amen. I'm just sharing that with you. We'll never give up on their child, because you know that you've taught them the way of the Lord. But until the Lord gets in him, he's acting away as a sinner. That's how sinners act. Amen. And they don't have no regard. I just don't believe that he is just talking. There has to be something besides him that is doing that. I don't want to say that he is, but it sounds like he's actually may be using strong drugs like alcohol or drugs or something that controls him. There is a master demon down in there that is allowing him to disrespect his mother the way that he is. And you're going to have to pull up on strength. We're going to pray for you and keep you and your son, because prayer can bring you out of anything. I'm just going to let you know that right now. When you've done all you can do, then you got to put it in the hands of the Lord, because there is no other way, and the best way is through the Lord. Amen. Ambassador Johnson has been ministering for the past month so about don't let the police have to want to beat your son. I know you don't want him to go into the hands of an angry man. So you're going to have to pray for him. And you will be able to understand it better, knowing that if you stop praying for him, there is no hope for him. And I know that there is hope in the Lord through a mother's prayer for her child. Amen. You may not like what he's saying or what he's doing, but you got to look at him like he's a prospective saint. Amen. That's what sinners do. They do things that is not of God. And so I want to encourage your heart on tonight, not to beat you up, because I feel like you're already wounded, but I just want to let you know that the saints of God are here for you. And sometimes we do have to talk to someone. Sometimes we do feel like we're at wit's end. And that's when someone will come and pick you up in the spirit and tell you that you can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthened you. You can't give up. Amen. Because if you give up, there is no hope for him. And then there is no hope for yourself. But I'm here tonight to tell you there is hope in the Lord. Amen. You may be looking at your darkest days, but this thing will pass. Amen. God won't allow you to go through this without the victory being on the end. It's just one of the crosses that you have to carry at this time. But believe me, God feels every pain that you're going through. I hope I'm sharing something with you that is lifting up your spirit. Amen. God don't want your heart to be troubled. I heard that. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't stress out over your son, because you're going to have to for him, amen, to be able for him to come through. And when it's all over, he's going to be apologizing, hugging you and kissing you, amen, and say, Mama, thank you for praying for me. I had no idea. Forgive me. So you know that's the enemy working in him now. And we're going to pray for him and you tonight. All right, so hold your spirit up, hold your head up. And I hear you saying, yes, you have done all you can do, but don't give up. You know, hold on to God's unchanging hands. All the things that you know about God, amen, hold on to it. Get you a song, get you a scripture, and lean on that, you know. I always go to Psalm 91, but old-fashioned go to the 21st Psalm. It covered everything. Amen. That's what I was raised on. No matter what you were going through, they did the 23rd Psalm in the Lord's Prayer and just commend that and offer to him up before the Lord. Call him out all during the day and all through the night. Amen. And see, won't God deliver him? And see, won't he bless you? And you'll be glad that you did. All right?
All right.
Yeah. All right, be glad that you did. Amen. I'm just speaking now from the spirit and everything. And I have a young grandson, and he's not out there in the world, but I pray for him every day. God, don't let him go out there. Amen. Don't let him go. And you got to do that. If I stop praying for him, he'll go right on out there, because it's the prayers that would draw them in. Prayer do anything. It's more powerful than any doctor, any laying down to a psychiatrist, any taking up alcohol to keep you where you won't worry about it. Try that, and I know you know it. Amen. I know you know it. You just needed us to help you on the way, to encourage you. And that's what we want to do always. Anybody else that's on here, we want to encourage you on tonight. This line is more than what you can, you know, just more than just saying thank you, Jesus. We're saying thank you, Jesus, because we know that we have people on here that we can help. Amen. You don't have to call the psychic hotline. You don't have to call the suicidal line. We're rebuking those spirits. Amen. You call this line, and God will help you. Amen. And I pray that we'll say something. Our chief ambassador has such a compassionate spirit, you know, for others. Amen. And because of that, it's help on the line. Amen. We're experienced in the Lord. Amen. We haven't taken no classes. Our classes has been knee-bend on our face and on our knees before the Lord. God bless you, sister. We love you. Be encouraged in the Lord and know that you can call on us anytime to give you a spirit of hope. God bless you is my prayer. Back in your hands, Chief Ambassador.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, I'll talk with you a little bit after the line tonight. Amen. Sister Earlene, amen. It's going to be all right. All right. All right, let me see if there's anybody else who has a prayer request. Anyone else have a prayer request?
I want you to pray for my throat tonight, Chief Ambassador, every night. It only happens at night. Every night I have a dry cough. Amen. Praise the Lord. I've been looking up some things on the on Google to see why, and I think one of the things, I have a ceiling fan, and it says that if you use your voice a lot, you shouldn't have any air blowing on you, you know, but I do have air conditioning. That doesn't blow that circulate, but I have a ceiling fan, so I have been cutting it down. I have to be on mute a lot in this morning because I just start coughing a lot. Amen. And I know that's not God. Amen. And I want you to pray for me, sir, if whoever is praying tonight.
Certainly will. All right. Is there anybody else with a prayer request? All right. Let's pray. I'll pray, and then we're going to go into our thank you. Sister Earlene, we believe in thanking God 1,000 times every night. God bless you. Heavenly Father, may I just approach you. Please hold out your scepter to me. And I just want to tell you, first of all, it's the greatest privilege of my life to come before you just to give you praise and to love you, God. I ask for forgiveness for anything that I've said or done. Please don't hold it against me. And I pray that you clean me up, clean the line up. Let it be come before you, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, that you receive it and receive every request that we're making. Look on Sister Earlene, God, comfort her heart. Let her know that her blessing must be just around the corner because the enemy has her saying, I'm tired. God, please let her stop saying, I'm tired, because that spirit wants to get on in her to make her not only tired about her son, but it will try to make her tired about her life.
Amen.
Let her not adopt that I'm tired, please, Lord. In Jesus' name, it means that he wants you to throw in the towel, that he wants you to give up. Don't say that anymore, please. God, touch her. Don't let her say that. Help her to move from there and let her know that there is hope. I pray also that you look on Dr. Stern, this dry throat cough. Oh, God, only you can touch her. And, Lord, deliver her. Let the balm come from Gilead, Lord, and soothe her aching throat. And, Lord, she ministers so many times, talking as well as praying. She needs her throat, Lord, to be moistened. Only you can do that. I'm asking you to take away this dry cough and let the anointing go in there. Every time the cough would try to come up, let her remember that the anointing is covering that in the name of Jesus. How can that dry cough be in there? You get out of there. You a vagabond. Get out! You don't have no business being there. You ain't paid no rent. You ain't bought no ticket to the banquet. You ain't nothing. Get out! Let her Jesus covers her throat. The anointing of the Holy Ghost looks on her right now. God, her body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Everywhere that the dry cloth is trying to raise up. I'm asking you in the spirit, man, to let the blood of Jesus cover that area. Cover, Lord, cover. I know you can, and I'm asking you to do it. Let it cover that area, to drive that dry cough out. And, Lord, let it give a testimony to give you the glory more about how you touched her, and it's no longer there. Oh, God, you can do it. Any tickle that's dripping down and tickle her throat, don't let it be so. Dry that up. But, Lord, where that dry throat, Lord, clear it up in Jesus' name. Yeah. Thank you for anointing. The anointing destroys all yokes. The anointing destroys all dry throats. The anointing destroys all dry coughs. God, your anointing can do anything but fail. Thank you for it. And God, every person on the line who has a special request, put it before the Lord right now in your heart. God, would you please touch and deliver? Anybody have a financial need? Shake the chunk. And let the chunk. No, no, you can't interrupt me now. Nobody's that important. When I'm talking to God, don't interrupt me.
I'm sorry.
God, in the name of Jesus, I'm praying that you touch everybody. I love you, but nobody is more important than God to me. God, I'm praying that you touch everybody and shake that chunk tree up in heaven and let the chunk flow in Jesus' mighty name. We love you, Lord. We praise you. We thank you,
thank you
for what you're doing. Lift every heavy burden. Every person who has an emergency, Lord, touch them in Jesus' name. Bless, bless, bless. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. All right, Brother Wilson, I'll hear you now. Go ahead. Are you there? Didn't mean to see you, but I
this is Wilson. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to get someone else on the phone to listen to the prayer tonight. And I missed it because I didn't have a number right then. It was just I looked at it, and then I have the enemy tried to keep me from it. But Bella Pope's wife, I let her listen to that on my phone through that one. And she was requesting prayer for her eye.
Brother, do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and try to get him, Mother. I got to move on with the line. I can't hold the line up for that. You go ahead. God bless you. We love you.
God bless you.
All over the country, those who want to praise the Lord tonight, we don't want you. See, if you give him praise and you don't want to give him praise, it won't go nowhere anywhere anyway. But if you want to give God praise, we invite you. Nobody's bigger than God is, and nobody is bigger than you and I. Come on the line. There are no big eyes. What I'm trying to say, no big eyes and no little you. But if you want to give him praise, we're not going to beg you. Praise. The line is open to you. And we'll ask all of you to praise him at one time. All right. God bless you. Let's go to praising God. And let's give him 1,000 thank yous. Lord, but thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Nobody like you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you,
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.